Morning. Today's Daf and Brachos Lamed Gimel. We start today on the top of Lamed Gimel Med Aleph. Afilu Nachash Kruch Al Akvo Lo Yafsik. Snake is going up your leg. And you shouldn't stop for Shmon Esrei. Right. Normally, you're going to hear me endorsing full compliance with halacha. It's a funny place to start, but the snake is crawling up my leg, so it's hard. It would be hard for me to hold still, to toe the line. Okay, but anyway, obviously, we'll make an obvious point and we'll see it play out in the Gemara. So it's not posing a threat to you. If something is posing a threat to you, obviously, so you are going to stop your Shmoneh Esrei and you're going to take care of whatever's endangering your life. The snake going up your leg is not going to endanger your life. That's the assumption the Gemara is making over here. And so as a result of that, so don't stop. It would be tantamount to there's a bug on you while you're saying your Shmoneh Esrei. There's a fly on you while you're saying the Shmoneh Esrei. It's annoying, but it shouldn't cause you to stop saying your Shmoneh Esrei. That's the clear implication of the Gemara. It will become clearer as we go through the Gemara. So let's see the Gemara inside. Just before we start with the actual Gemara itself. So just again, the context. We're in the fifth parak of the Masechta. We're talking about Shmoneh Esrei. And really the first Mishnah, which we're still holding by, is talking about the focus, the proper kavanah necessary during Shmoneh Esrei. So you have to go into Shmoneh Esrei b'kovod rosh. We spoke about that extensively back on Lamed Aleph. And the Mishnah says that when you're in Shmoneh Esrei, say that's it, you don't stop. And you don't stop for a king, not for a snake. Yesterday, we made the distinction by a king. If it's a Melch Yisrael, so you don't need to stop because he understands. You're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. You're talking to Melch Malchei HaMelachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's Malchei Akum, so then you do stop because he doesn't understand. And so he'll view it as a slight, and he will, your life is in danger, and therefore, obviously you stop by a snake. So the Gemara's assumption right now is that snake doesn't pose a danger, mortal danger, and so therefore you don't stop. The Gemara picks up of this. I feel a nachash kruch akva lo yafsik. I'm Rav Sheshel lo shenu ala nachash. Aval akra posek. So the Gemara makes a distinction over here between snakes and scorpions. Okay, and again, the reason why the Gemara is making the distinction is because scorpions, though, they're dangerous. Snakes, the Gemara is assuming right now, are not so dangerous. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, challenge based on a Mishnah that comes up at the end of Yevamos. The last prakim of Yevamos deal with a situation in which the husband has not returned. We have a little information, but we don't think he's coming back. And so that's Eidos Isha, which is the last couple prakim. So one of the things mentioned over there is that Nafala Gova Arayos, Ein Me'idin Alav Shemes. Nafala Chafir, Malei Nechashim HaKarvim, Me'idin Alav Shemes. So let's say here's a little bit of information that we know. So he falls into a den of lions. So that does not mean instantaneous death. It could be that the lions are not going to eat him up. Could be. So if that's all the information we have and we don't know what happened after that point in time, we can't conclude that the husband has died. However, if let's say he falls into a pit of snakes and scorpions, so now we know that's it. In other words, there's only one conclusion of what happened over there. We didn't see what happened over there, but then the Eidos can come back and report that Rachmanis, the husband, has died, and she's no longer Naguna. So the Gemara says, now obviously the Kasha is that the Ukimta of that mission over there is that he fell into a pit of either snakes or scorpions. So you see that snakes are mortal danger. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasam Dagav Itzis Amaskis. So the Gemara says, well, it depends. The snake, if you don't start up with the snake, snakes are not going to do anything to you. And so therefore, if you're not starting up with the snake, you're going to be fine. If, however, you're jumping onto snakes, like that case over there in the Mishnah Yevamos, where you fall onto a pile of snakes, so then you got them good and agitated, and now, so that he's going to die. I'm Rav Yitzchak Ra, Shvarim Posek.
Also because there are many snakes versus one.
You can make the distinction, the Gemara doesn't, but okay. I'm Rav Yitzchak Ra, Shvarim Posek. Let's say you see oxen, probably over here where the male, we're talking about the bulls, and so you stop in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. Don't just simply stand there and continue your Shmoneh Esrei. You are in mortal danger. What's the safe distance that a person should have from a shore? Well, if it's a short tam, so then 50 amas is a safe distance. Shore muan, on the other hand, kamalo einav. As if he's in your range of vision, that's not good. You should be outside. You should be outside of your range of vision. You're talking to the non-agrarian over here, so Back then, in other words, there was an agrarian society, they knew. These are things that to them were obvious. Okay. So, Tana Mishmei de Rabbi Meir, Reish Tura B'dikula Salik Le'igra. So let's say that the head of the ox is in the basket, meaning he's eating right now. And so he doesn't notice you, right? And you're safe, right? And the point that the Gemara makes, it's a brace according to the name of Meir, is that no, it's not safe. It's still not safe. Salik Le'igra. In fact, here's what you do. You go up to the second floor. Vishadi Dargi Metusech, take away the ladder. Meaning you are not safe right now. You need to put yourself in a safe position. Amr Shmuel Hani Mila Bishur Shachor Uviyom Anisan. The Shmuel makes an addendum, and that is that the color of the ox is black, and it's in the month, it's in the springtime, and that's when these animals are crazy, and that's why you're never safe, and so you think you're in a good position, you're not in a good position. Tanur Rabban, the Gemara finishes all this up with one more story. It's a Tosefta. Ma'isa b'makom echashaya arod. So there was an arod. Now, earlier in the Masechta, we quoted the arod, the animal arod, and probably back then it was a donkey or a mule. Over here, it's not. Rashi over here says it's some sort of reptile, right? Rashi over here describes it as min anachash v'atzav ba shiniskakin zeim zev yotzim mishneim arod. Okay, some sort of hybrid animal, some sort of cross, whatever. It's a reptilian animal. It's dangerous. Let's say it like that. I don't have to identify what the animal is, but certainly it's very dangerous. And so they report to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, we have a problem in our hands. This animal is very dangerous, lethal in fact, and can you help us out? The Gemara in Tanis gives us many incidents of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, special man, a lot of special zechuyos. And Amar lahem haru li eschoro. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa says, fine, no problem at all. Show me where it is right now. The hole that it's in? Okay, good. Heros Charos, so they showed the hole that it was living in. Nasan Akveh al Piachor. And so Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa does is he takes his ankle and he takes his heel and he puts it right onto the hole where this arod was living. Yatzav Anashcho Umeis Oso Arod. And so the arod now takes a bite of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa and it dies. The arod dies. Now look, Tefo Ve'evil Beis HaMedrash. And so Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa puts it on his shoulder and brings it into the base medrash. Amar lahem Reubeni, ein arod memis. So you think the arod kills? That's funny. That's not how it works. Ela hachet memis. It's really chet. And so therefore, if you have enough zechuyos like I do, so you're going to be fine. Okay. Obviously, don't try this at home. So ba'osu sha amra oila la'ad shepega ba'arod va'oila la'arod shepega ba'Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. And a great line of today's daf. Right, you'll remember this for the rest of today. Woe for the person who meets the arod. Woe to the arod who meets Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Okay. We are in the Mishnah on Lama Gimel Med Aleph, and so the next Mishnah. The Mishnah over here now speaks to the insertions, the inclusions, the additions that are made during the Shmoneh Esrei. Right, we already saw brises that speak about this. The Mishnah over here is going to speak about it. Right, called the Big Three because the addition of Mashiv Ruach Merida Gashem. The addition of the Saint Talamatal of Racha, and the addition of Atachonan Tanu. Now, there are more additions in the Shemoneh Esrei, but for now, in our Mishnah, as we saw back in the Brisa, so those are the three that we make reference to. Now, Mashiv... Atachonan Tanu. As far as the first edition of the Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, so that the Gemara refers to as Azkara, right? We're not asking for rain. It is just simply that we're saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are the one who provides rain. Why am I highlighting this point? Because it's not a she'ilah. In other words, it's not a petition. Look where it is placed in the Shemoneh Esrei. It is in the first three brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei. Those are the brachos of Shevach. We are praising Kadosh Baruch Hu at that point in time. So it's not a she'ilah. It's called a haskara. And at the appropriate time, you need to say it. And if you fail to say it, as we already learned earlier in the Masechta, so you need to go back and you need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Parenthetically, I don't know if I made this point clearly back then, but I have an opportunity now. You simply can't go back to Atah Gibor and start at the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. You're Chos de la Rosh, you got to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Why can't you go back to Atah Gibor? Because the first three brachas are considered one unit. It's even though it's three brachas, but it is a section of Shemoneh Esrei. It's a single section of Shemoneh Esrei. And so therefore, if you finish the second bracha, and you were supposed to say Masha V'ruach, and you didn't, so you got a Chozel Rosh, you got to go now back to the beginning of the unit. And that is meaning to say you got to start Shemoneh Esrei again. Fine, that's the Hazkara. In the ninth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, so now we have the She'ela. The She'ela of the Saint Talabat Umat Lavracha. So at the appropriate time, by the way, appropriate time is different for Eretz Yisrael as it is for Chutz Aretz, and that creates a lot of halachic conundrums. But at the appropriate time, so you say it, and if you fail to say it, so then what? So that we already learned earlier in the Masechta. So if you are remembered by Shomei Tefillah, you can include it in Shomei Tefillah. If you didn't remember Shomei Tefillah, you got to go back. What point you got to go back to? Well, if you finish your Shemoneh Esrei, you got to go back to the beginning. If you didn't finish your Shemoneh Esrei, so then you got to go back and repeat it. We saw Tosfos just not so long ago, where Tosfos says that you only need to go back to the bracha of Shomei Tefillah and insert it in Shomei Tefillah. That was Tosfos' opinion that we saw earlier in the Masechta. And finally, the third edition, the third insertion in Shemoneh Esrei, mentioned over here in the Mishnah, is the Tachon Antanu. So on Motzei Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to be mavdil. You have to separate Shabbos from the weekday, much like we are mavdil on the front end between the Chol and Kodesh by saying Kiddush. So we're mavdil on the back end, going from Kodesh to Chol. Okay? And so this is Havdalah. Havdalah is inserted into the Shemoneh Esrei. Where in the Shemoneh Esrei is inserted? So we think we know the right answer. It's a machlokus in the Mishnah. And so that's what we're also going to see together in the Mishnah. With all that stated, let's start the Mishnah. Maskirin Gvurus Kishamim Mitzchias Amesim. So the Mishnah says that you are mentioning the rain in the bracha of Tchias Amesim, the second bracha, Shemoneh Esrei V'Shelas Berachas Hashanim. You're the Shela, the actual petitioning, the request for rain. So that's in the Berachas Hashanim, the ninth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. V'Havdalah B'Chonein Adas. Now, according to the Tanna Kamma of our Mishnah, Tachon Antanu is added in the bracha of Chonein Adas. Now we think, okay, there's nothing more to say. But as we're going to learn right now, it's a machlokus, exactly where we should be mavdil in Shemoneh Esrei. Tanna Kamma says Chonein Adas, which is what we do. Rabbi Kiva Omer's bracha revis bifnei asma. Rabbi Kiva says no. What you're going to do is you're actually going to add another bracha in your Shemoneh Esrei that is going to be a bracha for Havdalah, and so it's an additional bracha altogether, totally independent of any of the other brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. Now, where is it added in Shemoneh Esrei? I don't know the answer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bahodah. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you add in Hodah, it's Modim, right? Much like we're going to add Al Anisim in Modim. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're also going to be adding Atachon Antanu somewhere in Modim. Maskirin Gvurus Kishamim Maitaima. Okay, now, as far as these additions and where they're added in the Shemoneh Esrei. So let's start off with Masha V'ruach Merda Geshem. Why are we putting that in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei? Is it obvious? Meaning we know that's where it is. But what's the thematic link? So I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef is going to be one who's going to be giving us these three explanations in terms of the three additions and where they're placed. So I'm Rav Yosef. So in terms of its weight, in terms of its significance, it's the rain that Kadosh Baruch Hu provides in this world is as significant as Tchias HaMesim. And so therefore, when considering that thematically, it's as important as Tchias HaMesim, so therefore, the Haskara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're providing rain, is going to be added in the second bracha, where the theme of the second bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechai HaMesim. She'ela, B'Birchas Hashanim Maitaima. Now, why, when we're asking for rain, do we put it in the ninth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei? Now, this is a little bit difficult to understand because Pshita, meaning if you would have asked me, I would have said that the most obvious place to include rain as a petition would be the bracha in which we're asking for parnasa. So it's the kind of thing where I thought it was obvious, but the Gemara here spells it out. My time, I'm Rav Yosef, mitroshi parnasa, l'ficha kavur b'birchas parnasa. So rain is parnasa, and so therefore we're going to include in the bracha parnasa. Okay? Havdalah b'chonen adas my time. Now, in terms of atachon antanu, why is that added in the bracha of atachonen? Or let me say it better. Why is Havdalah being mavdal an atachonen? So I'm Rav Yosef. So here again, third time. Rav Yosef explains mitoch shi chachma kavur b'birchas chachma. Because what is atachon antanu? It's chachma. The ability to discern and make differentiation between Shabbos, which is Kedusha, and a weekday, which is Chol. So that is part of chachma. And so therefore, it's included in the bracha of atachon antanu. That's one explanation of why it's there. Another explanation of the Gemara is because, consider, it's a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. It's our first weekday Shemoneh Esrei. And so therefore, this is the first weekday bracha that we're going to be saying. So the best time to insert atachan on tanu is going to be the first weekday bracha. Amar Rabbi Ami Gedola Deya Shinana B'tchilas Bircha Shechol. So Rabbi Ami says, you know, Deya, it's really important to have a mind, to have intellect, to think. It's really important. First and foremost, it's the first request we make in a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Right? We have, there are 12/13 things that we're going to be asking for in Shemoneh Esrei. And you see that number one on the list that we're asking for Kadosh Baruch Hu, so that's Deya. So it gives you an idea of how important Deya is. I'll give you another idea of how we know that Deya is so important. It's placed between Shem Hashem, both on the front end and on the back end. Where? So Kikel Deos Hashem. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Shmuel that the word Deya is right between Shem Hashem Kel and the other Shem Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem Yudkei Vavkei. V'chomi Shem Bo Deya Asala Rachim Alav. Now the Gemara makes a very sharp comment. Somebody who does not have Deya, so you're not allowed to have compassion for such an individual. Shenamer Kilo Am Binosu Alken Lo Yerachmenu Osehu. The pasuk in Yeshayahu says that when a person does not have Bina, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have Rachmanus, and we have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lead. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have Rachmanus, we're not allowed to have Rachmanus as well. To be clear, the Gemara over here is not referring to somebody who is incapable of having Deya. So for that person, of course you have Rachmanus on such an individual. Not only Rachmanus, but extra Rachmanus for such an individual. He needs Rachmanus. She needs Rachmanus. The Gemara is talking about somebody who has the Deya, but decides that he does not want to exercise his Deya for such an individual, so we're not allowed to have Rachmanus. This idea that something is significant when you see Shem Hashem before and after it, so we talked about Deya, the Gemara gives another example, and that's Mikdash. Shenamar Palta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem. So in the Az Yashir that we see in this week's Parsha, so you see that the word Mikdash is sandwiched between Shem Hashem. V'amar Rav Elazar Kol Adam Sheish Bo Deya Ki'ilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav. And now we get to connect, meaning that you see Deya is between Shem Hashem, and you see Mikdash is between Shem Hashem. Somebody who has Deya, and I'll add, and uses it, so it's Ki'ilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav. It's like you're building the Beis HaMikdash. Deya Natna Ben Shnei Osios, Mikdash Nasa Ben Shnei Osios. Good, and they're both sandwiched between Shem Hashem. Maskal Revacha Karchina Elamiyata Gedola Nekama Shnasna Ben Shnei Osios. So you're talking about this phenomena of ideas that are between Shem Hashem and how important and obviously good they are. Well, you know, Nekama is also sandwiched between Shem Hashem, Shenem, or Kel Nekamos Hashem. So we have Kel Nekamos Hashem. So speak to this week's Parsha. Now I'm going to be talking about today's Shir. So Kel Nekamos Hashem. So, and you see that the word Nekama is sandwiched between Shem Hashem. So Amar Lei In B'milsa Mia Gedolahi. So the Gemara says Nekama, taking revenge. So contextually, sometimes it's a really good thing. V'hainu damar ula she nekamo salalu. Lama? Achas l'tova v'achas l'rava. Achas l'rava. So in terms of nekama, so there's a good nekama and there's a bad nekama. So dichsiv hofia mehar paran. So v'achas l'rava. L'tova dichsiv hofia mehar paran. L'ra dichsiv kel nekama s'ashem kel nekama s'ofia. And the way Rashi understands it, you can see the Rashi inside I'm reading. Rashi says, "Va'achas l'tova k'damrin baba kama." So Rashi over here connects the good nekama to the Gemara in Baba Kama. Miparan ofia v'hifkir mamonam liYisrael. Shor sheyisol shenagach shor shalakam pater. So the Gemara in Baba Kama goes over that because the umas ha'olam declined the receiving of the Torah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was no king. He takes vengeance against them. And he is mafkir the mamon towards us. That's the nekama, which is good. And then on the other side, on the flip side, so for them, obviously, it's lara. It would be for bad. So in other words, the nekama sometimes is good, sometimes is bad. And the nekama sandwiched between Shem Hashem, so for them would be bad, but for us would be good. So b'milsei, so and to a certain degree, from a certain perspective, the nekama is very good. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Omer Bebracha Revius. Okay. And so now, for a good part of today's daf, so we're going to be talking about Inyanei Havdalah. Okay, let's just a couple of general words of introduction, and we're going to get to see the Gemara inside. Okay, for Kiddush. So what happens when we're Mekadosh Shabbos? So first of all, we're Mekayim Mitzvah Daraisa. And you don't have to go back that far to remember that was the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chof. Right, so 2 weeks ago. So we said over the Gemara that being Mekadesh Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And not only is it a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's incumbent both on men and women. So that's the mitzvah of Kiddush. When are we Mekadesh? So we're Mekadesh a number of times. We're Mekadesh in Shul, right? In Shemoneh Esrei, after Shemoneh Esrei. So we're Mekadesh in Shul. We're also Mekadesh when we get home. And over Kos Shel Yayin. In other words, what we, you and I, describe as Kiddush. So we're Mekadesh a number of times. Which one is the mitzvah d'oraisa? So that part's a little bit tricky. That's not super clear. The Gemara does not make that point super clear. And it is a lengthier discussion. But anyway, that's Kiddush. Havdalah, is that a mitzvah min haTorah? That's unclear. That's the Machlokes HaRishonim. So the Rambam is of the opinion that Havdalah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rambam writes that just like there's a mitzvah min haTorah to be Mekadesh Shabbos, so he says there's also a mitzvah min haTorah to be Mavdil, meaning the whole purpose of Kiddush and Havdalah is to bracket Shabbos to show that Shabbos is a Zman Kedusha. And so therefore you're Mekadesh on the front end and you're Mavdil on the back end. That's the Rambam. On the other hand, many other Rishonim say that no, Havdalah is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Again, going back to the Gemara and Daf Chaf, the Gemara and Daf Chaf only highlights Kiddush, not Havdalah. So many of the Rishonim say that Havdalah is not a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Okay, so that's just one general word of introduction. When we're Mavdil, so when are we Mavdil? So here too, the Gemara, which we're about to see together, is slightly unclear in terms of what is the Iker Havdalah. Meaning we know that we're Mavdil twice. One in the Shemoneh Esrei, which is obviously our sugya, but then we're Mavdil again, ala kos. So of those two Havdalahs, which is the Iker, which is the Tafel, which is the main Havdalah, which is the secondary Havdalah? So the Gemara is going to speak to this idea, but admittedly, even after we get through the Gemara, it's not going to be perfectly clear which is the Iker and which is the Tafel. It's a big part of today's sugya. Let's see the Gemara inside. Rabbi Kiva Amar Amar's Bercha Revius. Amar Le Rav Shem and Barab Le Rav Yochanan Michti. Anshe Kenosu Zagadol Le Tiknua Lem Yisrael. Brachu Su Tfilas Kedusha Zav Avdalos Nechzei. Heichan Takon. So the Gemara opens up with the following question. You know it's a machlokus when Havdal should be added to Shemoneh Esrei. So the Tanakhama says in the Bracha Vatachonin, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's an independent Bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's added in the Bracha of Modim. Why are we having a machlokus? We're talking about the Nusach HaTfilah. We're talking about Shemoneh Esrei. It was added, it was instituted by Anshe Knesset HaGedolah. So when they put together the Shemoneh Esrei, so they obviously put Atachon Antanu somewhere in the Shemoneh Esrei. Why are we debating this topic? Right? I know this question can be asked numerous times throughout Shas in terms of things that are open to Machlokas. Right? Right? Personally, I know it's Machlokas, but personally, Tfilah and Chol HaMoed. Okay, how did it become a machlokas? Whether you should or shouldn't be wearing a tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It's a machlokas. Machlokas Rishonim, machlokas had a paskin. Even within the Ashkenazim, it's a machlokas. So how did that become a machlokas? Meaning, haven't we been putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed since Mamad Har Sinai? Okay, good. So, right, a personal question that I ask that I don't know the answer to. Right, okay, good, right. So these are the kinds of things where it was practiced, and how can there be a machlokas on it? Okay, fine. But there are. So over here, the Gemara is asking the question, meaning, okay, good. So the Gemara now is articulating this question by, how can we be debating where the Havdalah is placed in Shemoneh Esrei? If Shemoneh Esrei is an institution of Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, which it is, so therefore, we should know. We shouldn't be debating, right? There is no debate where we're adding Saint Talamatal of Racha. There's no debate where we're adding Mashiv Ruchim Redagashem. Okay. So why is there a debate by Havdalah? So Amar Lei, so Bitchila Kavua Bitfila. So the Gemara says like this. A little history of Havdalah. The original institution of Havdalah was Tfila. It was added in Shemoneh Esrei and only in Shemoneh Esrei. Meaning there was no Havdalah ala kos originally. Then Hashiru. Jewish people got wealthier. Now, historically, at what point in time is the Gemara describing over here? Unclear. But the Jewish people then becomes wealthier. So, kavu ala kos. So what they did now is that they said, you know, we can afford the wine. Right? Remember those Gemaras at the end of Pesachim, 10th Perek? Right? People, right? Affording wine was a big deal. And on Pesach, where there's a mitzvah to have 4 cups of wine, so that's a bigger deal.
So where's the wine coming in to begin with? If they've been sacrificed by tefillin. What are you trying to create a difference?
Yeah, I hear the question. Right? It's a great question. So kavu alakos. So then they got wealthier. So then they transferred Havdalah from the tefillah over to the coast, because now he can afford wine. He'anu. Now the Jewish people could become poor. Again, historically, well, I don't know. I mean, the Gemara doesn't give much information over here. But then they become poor again. Chaz v'kavu v'tefillah. So then they brought it back to tefillah, back to Shemoneh Esrei. So basically what we see over here is that there was a tkufa of time where it was taken out of Shemoneh Esrei, and now once it's taken out of Shemoneh Esrei, and now we're putting it back in Shemoneh Esrei, now machlokas. Now we don't know where it belonged, because they removed it from Shemoneh Esrei for a certain time. And then, just to make matters slightly more confusing, and you know, I try to simplify the Gemara as best as possible, but to make it slightly more confusing, they said, okay, that's a pronoun, I'd love to know who they are, but they said that when you're mavdil and tefillah, then you're going to be mavdil also alakos as well. Now, again, it's very difficult to understand. If the whole reason why we went back to being mavdil and tefillah is because he'anu, they got poor, so then what then is the institution of reintroducing Havdalah Kos together with Havdalah B'Tfilah? If the whole reason why we went back to Tfilah is because he'anu, so then who decided that, okay, now we're going to do it both during Tfilah and Havdalah Kos? So admittedly, the Gemara over here, although giving an explanation in terms of why we don't know where Havdalah belongs in Shemoneh Esrei, is slightly confusing. Okay, and the Gemara quotes B'Shem Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba in the name of Yochanan exactly what we just got done saying. And now the Amoraim, Rabba and Rav Yosef said that you made Havdalah in Tefillah, good, and you're going to make Havdalah Alakos as well. And to which Rava says, you know, I hear, but I'm bothered. And I'm bothered by the following braisa. This braisa we saw earlier in the Masechta, a couple of times. The third time now we're seeing this braisa. If you forget, go back. If you forget, you go back. The Havdalah B'choni Anadas, Ein Machzir Noso, Mimnei Shiyachol V'omra Alakos. If you forgot atachon antanu, you don't know. You don't need to go back. Why? Sheyachol, because you could say it alakos. Now that language of sheyachol, as Rashi over here indicates, what does that language speak to? Yeah, you don't have to. Meaning, it wasn't required for you to be mavdal alakos, but now that you forgot atachon antanu, you're Shemoneh Esrei. Oh, so tonight is a great opportunity to make avdal alakos because I forgot it in tefillah. So. Now, according to Rabbi, according to Rav Yosef, there's a requirement. You got to be mavdil in Shemoneh Esrei, and you got to be mavdil al kos. That's not the impression you get from this brisa. So the Gemara amends. The Gemara edits. Lo tema mnei v'shiachol amr al kos ela ema mibnesha omer al kos. Okay, so we're just going to amend a little bit. It's that you are going to be saying havdal al kos. And so therefore, there's no reason to go back and repeat your Shemoneh Esrei. Edmar Nami Amar Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefeshal Rabbi Yossi as Rabbi Yochanan B'Tzidon. Ve'amri Lab Rabbi Shimon Ben Yaakov De Minsor as Rabbi Yochanan Ve'anan Shamis. Hamavda B'Tfila Tzarech Shiavda Alakos Olo. And so this question now comes up. You made Havdalah in your Shemoneh Esrei. Now, do you make Havdalah Alakos, yes or no? Ve'amri Lab Tzarech Shiavda Alakos. And his answer is very definitive. Yes, you do. You make Havdalah Kos despite the fact that you already made Havdalah in your Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. Ibailu Hamavdalah Kos Ma'o Shiavdal B'Tfilah. So now, you made Havdalah Kos, you make Havdalah in your Shemoneh Esrei. Now to us the question is a little bit confusing because what's our normal order? So our normal order is first we daven Mariv, then we make Havdalah. So we're not, the question doesn't speak to us because who's first making Havdalah and then davening Mariv? But it's possible. Now, it's possible. Now, it does. You do get into technical issues in that you can't drink before saying Mariv. Okay. You'll have somebody else drink it. Okay. Anyway, but the point now is as follows, and that is that if you are Mavdil ala Kos, you made Abdullah before Mariv. Fine. And now in your Mariv, do you have to include a Tachon Antanu? Yes or no? So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Kavachomer Mitzvila. So he says the answer is yes, and it's logical, and it's a Kavachomer type of logic. Umatfila the Iker Takantehi Amri Amavda Betfila Tzarich Shiavdal Lakos. Look, where is Havdalah fundamentally? Beikaron in davening Shemon Esrei, right? That's what we saw at the beginning in terms of where was originally instituted. It was originally instituted in your tefillah. The Havdalah Akos was a later institution. So, if you said it in your tefillah, which is the Iker, and we're saying, okay, fine, but even though you did that, you're still Mavdalah Akos. So, Mavdalah Akos, the Lav Iker, Takantehi, Lo Koshakain. So, if you're Mavdalah Akos, which is not the primary Havdalah, it's the secondary Havdalah. So, if you did the secondary Havdalah, you don't think that you should be doing the primary Havdalah, which is Havdalah B'Tfilah, Atachon Antanu, goes without saying. Tani Rav Acha Richa Kamei de Rav Chanina Mavda B'Tfilah, Mishubach Yoser Mimisha Mavdalah Akos. If you make Havdalah in your Tfilah, that is more praiseworthy than making Havdalah Akos. V'imivda B'Zu V'Zu, Yenichulo Brachos HaRasho. Now, if you make Havdalah both in Tfilah and Havdalah Akos, so Yenuchu Brachos al Rasho Yeshakoach, right? Tavo la Bracha. So Haguf Akasha. Now the Gemara says here this last statement is confusing. Amar Tamabetzila Meshubach Yoser Mimishi Avdal Akos. Meaning we start in this memra. We start off by saying if you had a choice of which to do, so then do the Tfila because that's the Iker, and so good, and it's Meshubach and it's better. Amat Tfila Lechuda Sagi. Now, what does that indicate? That gives you the indication that you now get a check for Havdalah. You're Yotzei Zayin with Havdalah. Now, you did your Havdalah in your Tefillah, in your Shemoneh Esrei. And now you get a check. What then is the next bracha going to be? A bracha levatala. And the Gemara writes, V'kevin danafik lebechada ipatir. So you made the first bracha, now you're exempt from the next one. V'havia bracha shenetzricha. So that means it's an unnecessary bracha. And here, va'amar avi temer reish lakish va'amar lav Rav Yochanan reish lakish dami tavayu kol mevarch bracha shenet zricha over mishum lo sisa. You make an unnecessary bracha, you're in violation of saying God's name in vain. Simple reading, just give me a second. Simple reading of the Gemara over here is that you are violating the Isser min haTorah. Okay, this too is a machlokas rishonim in terms of whether or not you make a bracha shenet zricha. Whether you're violating the Isser, the simplest reading of our Gemara over here is that you are. Happens to also be Shitas HaRambam, that you are violating the Isser Min HaTorah of Lo Sisa when you're making a bracha levatala. Okay, or in this case, it's a bracha shein tzricha, it's an unnecessary bracha. Yes?
Well, if you bite into a piece of nash, is it necessary? You know, you make a bracha, is that a bracha levatala?
Right?
That's what he says. If you do it again, with the cost, in bracha in Icharosh, what's the
steer? I'm not following your point.
What's so wrong?
Because it's a I'm just going to repeat what the Gemara says, because it's a bracha shein tzricha.
But it's a bracha shein tzricha. You're allowed to do it. That's what it says. If you do it,
I understand, but that's not what the Gemara is saying. I'm just reading the Gemara. So ela ema hachi im hivda bezu velo hivda bezu yenichu la bracha sarasho. Okay, so in a modification of what he said or what he meant, right? We're mending. So what he's saying is that you're right. When you make the Havdalah in your Shemoneh Esrei, so you made the primary Havdalah, and therefore there's no need to make a secondary Havdalah of Havdalah Kos. And if you do it in that way, meaning the bracha, the Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei and not afterwards, so that's good. Tavolah bracha. Okay, good. And so now what we're hearing together is, as I mentioned in the beginning of the sugya, it's confusing. Meaning on one hand, many Amoraim are of the opinion you should be doing both. Havdalah in Tfilah and Havdalah Kos. Even though one is a primary, the other is a secondary, but still you should do both. And now what we're hearing is, oh no, you don't do both. Do one. And which one should you do? You should do the primary, which is the Tfilah. In fact, in this other school of thought, in the Gemara, once you do the primary, not only is the second unnecessary, it now becomes prohibited to say. So when you walk away from the sugya, is it a little bit confusing? Like I said in the front end, it's going to be a little bit confusing. So Rav Chista asked the following question for Rav Sheshes: what if I make a mistake in both? Now, this is the kind of Gemara where you need Rashi, and unfortunately, there is no Rashi doesn't comment on the Gemara over here. You're Tabazu Bazu. Now, ostensibly, what that means is that you didn't make Havdalah not in Shemoneh Esrei and not in Havdalah Lakos. Now, it's interesting because what if that's the simple pshat of the Gemara, if that's the pshat of the Gemara, so I have the greatest suggestion. Make Havdalah. Meaning, the Gemara must be speaking to more than just you didn't say both. Because if you didn't say both, so then just simply make Havdalah. So what the Gemara probably is speaking to over here, and by the way, on the note on the side, he tells you, if you're just for pshat in the Gemara, so turn to the Rush in the back. We don't have time to do so now, but I strongly recommend it. And what the Rush suggests is that what you did is as follows. You didn't make Havdalah in your Shemoneh Esrei. You didn't make Havdalah Kos. And then what did you do? You ate on Motzei Shabbos without having made any kind of Havdalah. So now what do you do? Chozer LaRosh. So you go back to the beginning. Now, Chozer LaRosh, go back to the beginning. Go back to what beginning? Beginning of what? So the Rush writes, very good. So the Rush writes, you're going to go back to Shemoneh Esrei. You're going to daven Shemoneh Esrei again. Meaning, if you would have said Havdalah Kos afterwards, so then good, you got your Havdalah in. But by virtue of the fact that you said Havdalah neither in Shemoneh Esrei nor in Havdalah Kos, and then you started eating, so now as a Knas, you're going to go back and you're going to be required to say Shemoneh Esrei again. It's interesting because that part of the confusion of the Gemara. Amalei Ravina LaRava Hilchas Amai Amalei Kikiddush. And now Ravina says to Rava, what's the halacha? Meaning the Gemara now is going back to the discussion of, do I need to say both Havdalahs? Meaning I said the Havdalah al-Tfilah. Do I also need to say Havdalah al-Kos or not? And as we now establish, there are two schools of thought that exist within the Gemara. One is that you should be saying both. The other is no. Once you say Havdalah b'tfilah, then you're not allowed to say Havdalah al-Kos because it's a bracha shein tzricha. So Amar Lei Ki Kiddush. So he says, you know, let's use Kiddush as our model. Ma Kiddush af agav de mekarsh b'tzlusa mekarsh akasa. Af Havdalah nami af agav de mavda b'tzlusa mavda al-kasa. So by Kiddush, so we know. What happened in Shul, you said Kiddush in Shul, and then you went home and you said Kiddush again. Havdalah, same thing. You said Havdalah in your tefillah, you're going to say it again when you go home as well. Meaning the Gemara's conclusion is, and again, we knew this already because, right, that's our nihug, but the Gemara's conclusion is, you do both in tefillah and when you go home, alakos as well. Rabbi Lazar Omer Abouda. Rabbi Zera have a rechiv chamra. Rabbi Zera was on a donkey. Have a kashako v'azor Rabbi Chia bar Avin basrei. Followed by Rabbi Chia bar Avin. Amalei vada damisa mishmeid Rav Yochanan halachi ka Rabbi Eliezer b'yomto shechali osachar Shabbos. Now, Yontav Acher Shabbos. So Motzei Shabbos also falls out. It also turns out to be a Yontav. Okay, good. And now, on one hand, Shabbos has come to a conclusion. You got to say Havdalah. But the Shemoneh Esrei you're going to be saying tonight is not a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. It's a Yontav Shemoneh Esrei. There is no Atachonein. Okay, so the dilemma now is really simple. So there's no Atachonein. So what are we going to do in terms of Havdalah in our Shemoneh Esrei? Oh, it's a great question. Now, again, we know the answer because, right, we've been there and done that. But if you think about the question just from a conceptual standpoint, such a wonderful question. What am I going to, right? So we lost our Atachonein option. So what are our two remaining options? One is to hold like Rabbi Eliezer, to put in Modim, or to hold like Rabbi Akiva, make an independent bracha? Okay, good. That's the question. So now he asks, so I heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that here we're going to follow like Rabbi Eliezer and we're going to add in Modim. So B'yom Tushchal Yosach HaShabbos Amrlei in. So he says, yes, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer and we're going to add the Havdalah in Modim. To which the Gemara says, halacha mechlal de pligi. Now that's funny, you're paskening. Is there an alternative? What's your other choice? So the Gemara says, what do you mean what's your other choice? So I know there's no Atachonein, but there's Rabbi Akiva. Couldn't the alternative be Rabbi Akiva? So velo pligi, a pligi rabbanan. So amar de pligi rabbanan. I'm sorry. Before the Gemara, I jumped ahead one step. Before the Gemara gets to Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara first entertains the idea of the Tanakama, which I saw what happened in my own mind. I dismissed that out of hand because there's no Atachonein, which the Gemara now is going to make that point. Vaha pligi rabbanan, amar de pligi rabbanan b'shayim osashanam b'yamto shechalei osachar Shabbos mi pligi. So the Gemara says, okay, there's no Tanakama over here because there's no Atachonein. We're not saying a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. We're saying a Yontav Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. So v'ha palig Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, okay, but we do have Rabbi Akiva. V'atu kol hashana kula mi avdinik Rabbi Akiva dehasha nekav v'navi kavasei. So the Gemara makes the statement. The Gemara, we saw the statement already a number of times. Look, in general, we just simply dismiss the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because he's adding a bracha on Shmoneh Esrei, and we can't add a bracha on Shmoneh Esrei. Now, I know I'm going to be saying at the very same time, and oh, by the way, we did add a bracha on Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, I'm aware. We're all aware of this. But to add another bracha on Shmoneh Esrei for Havdalah, so that we simply don't do. We don't have a right to do that. So Rabbi Akiva's position over here is totally dismissed year-round. And now we get to a Shabbos followed then by Yontov, and now you want to reintroduce the opinion of Rabbi Akiva? So kol hashana kula my time alav dinik Rabbi Akiva de tam neisrei takon shasrei lo takon. Because Shmoneh Esrei is 18 brachas by institution and not 19 brachas. So hachinami shev takon tam neilo takon. And the same thing with the Shabbos and Yontov tefillah. It's 7 brachas, it's not 8 brachas. We simply don't have the right to add another bracha. We're not going to be going like Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, we're left with no alternative. We don't have a tachonin. We don't have Rabbi Akiva's position is simply a discarded position in this regard, and so we're left with is Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to add a modim, right? Now the Gemara says Amar Lei Lav Alach Itmar Elamatin Itmar. So the Gemara says, well, I'll tell you what. I agree with you, but I'm not going to say it as strongly as you say it. You say halacha, meaning this is it. This is the position. I say matin. I hear it. Right? And go through Rashi over here, where Rashi goes through the subtle differences between saying it as a halacha, saying it as matin. Matin. So some say it's halacha. Some say I'm inclined to go in that position. Rav Yochanan amar modim. The way Rav Yochanan says it is that there's not even a machlokas, meaning there's no alternative. Everyone agrees. And Rabbi Chiya bar Abba amar nirin. And he says nirin. Nirin is the weakest way to say it. Nirin is like, oh, that's what you did? Okay. Maybe. Now, I'm laughing because, in other words, in this situation where we discard Rabbi Akiva, where there is no bracha v'tachonein, like, what is the Gemara's discussion over here? And the nuances of the Gemara, the halacha follows like this. I'm inclined to go in that direction. Oh, that's what you did? Okay, good. Like, what's the alternative? Although, again, if you already know the conclusion, you know there is an alternative. But given the positions that we have so far, there doesn't seem to be any alternative. Okay. So Am Rabbi Zerinako de Rabbi Chiya bar Abba biyadecha de daik v'gamashmaita mipuma demara shapir kiracha de pumbadisa. So Rabbi Zera says, you know, follow over here Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. In other words, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Shir, he listened really carefully. And he was as medayik, he was as careful in Shir as Rachva was in Pumbadisa. Rachva had this reputation, this sterling reputation of when he was in Shir, he heard everything perfectly. Amar Rav Yehuda, Damar Rachva, Amar Rav Yehuda, Harbayis, Stav Kafol Haya, Vaya Stav Lifnim Mistav. It was the way Harabais was constructed during Baisheni. So it was a colonnade with an interior colonnade as well. Picture would be worth 1,000 words over here. Anyway, Rashi says, how does that show his precision in Shir? So the way Rashi says it over here is that normally you don't refer to it as a stav. Normally you refer to it as an itztaba. But in Shir he heard the word stav, so he repeated like he said in Shir. Rashi, by the way, goes through another pshat as well, which Rashi himself dismisses. But anyway, Am Rav Yosef ana lo hayadana v'lo hayadana. So Rav Yosef says, look, I know it's confusing when you go from Shabbos to Yontov. There's no atachonein, and we dismiss Rabbi Akiva's position. And I know we're only left with one opinion, that of Rabbi Eliezer. But I'm telling you right now, there is now an alternative position. And by the way, it's what we do. And that is Elamid Rav Shmuel Yadana Takinale Marganisa Debava. Rav and Shmuel. So obviously, Shabbos going into Yontov happens with certain regularity. And in Bavel, this is their solution. And that is Todienu. So a paragraph was inserted into the beginning of the central brach of Yontov, which creates Havdalah. So and by the way, like in other words, what an Einfeld, what a brilliant idea. Like, why didn't the other Amoraim think of it? They did think of it. They did think of it. But in a bracha where you're being Mekadesh Yontov, you're also going to be Mavdal from Shabbos, meaning the two ideas are, you know, the antithesis of one another. But nevertheless, Rav and Shmuel felt, no, this is the way to do it. And that is Vitodi and Hashem Elokeinu was Mishpatei Kech Vitalam Din Lasos Chuki Ratzonecha V'Tanchilenu Zmani Sason. Now in our Girsa V'Chagei Nedava, right? V'Tarishenu Kedusha Shabbos V'Kavod Mod V'Chagigas Haregel Ben Kedusha Shabbos V'Kedushas Yom Tov Hiv Dalta V'Es Yom Hashvi Misheshes Yimei Amaseh Ki Dashta Hiv Dalta V'Kedusha Samcha Yisrael V'Kedusha Senu V'Titen Lanu. Okay, good. So basically what Rav Shmuel did is that they inserted a short paragraph of Havdalah in the beginning of Kedusha Sayom, where basically now you don't have to subscribe to Rebbe Elazar Shita of adding an emodim, which apparently what Rav Shmuel's objection was, the Gemara doesn't spell this out. And I am giving a little bit of narrative over here, so you can ignore this part. But they felt that that Rebbe Eliezer was not a shita that is to be accepted. Not even in a scenario in which there doesn't seem to be an alternative. And so what Rav Shmuel did is they actually constructed an alternative so that we don't have to subscribe to Rebbe Eliezer. Right. Right. And you heard the Amoraim who were saying, well, the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer, or I'm noted to say like Rebbe Eliezer. Okay. Mishnah. We are in the middle of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis HaOmer. On the Yantav. Okay. HaOmer Akan Sipor Yagir Rechamecha V'al Tovi Zachar Shimcha Modim Modim Mishat Genoso. Okay. Back in the day, so Shimon Esrei was a little bit more freestyle. Now, by us nowadays, you think of Shemona Esrei, there's no ad-libbing, there's no performance art, meaning there's a sitter, there's the words, you say the words, shine. Okay, and so from our perspective, the Mishnah seems a little bit funny, right? The Shlich Tzibur is up there and he's adding to his tefillos. Okay, so we're going back to a time where this was done. And so... what the Mishnah is giving us is, look, you want to freestyle a little bit, okay. But there are certain things which are just philosophically, hashkafically, they're off limits. And the Mishnah here gives us three examples of things that are off limits. So number one, Akal Tzibor Yagir Rechamecha. The Shliach Tzibor says, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you were so merciful on the birds with the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, so do us a favor. Could you be as a Ba Rachamim to us as you are to the birds? So that's hashkafically off limits. The Shliach Tzibur says something like that, so you give the Shliach Tzibur the hook. Okay. Now, what is so objectionable? So stay tuned. Al Tov Yizachar Shemecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you've done such good for us. We thank you for all the good that you did for us. So that Shliach Tzibur, you give him the hook. I know, right? That's inappropriate. And then finally, Modim Modim, and he says Modim two times. So for that Shliach Tzibur, once again, it was nice seeing you up there. I don't know if we're going to see you again. Okay? And you give him the hook. Now, Bishlam, Modim, Modim, Meshachna, Somishim, Demechse, Kishte, Rishuyos. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the things that are obvious. Saying Modim two times over, so that seems like he's acknowledging that there are two deities, and that's not monotheism. And so good. So that's Shliach Tzibur now, so he got the hook. V'altov yizach shemecha nami mashma latova v'lo ala rav v'tanan, chayev adon l'varech ala rakishin shemavarech latova. And the idea that we thank you, Akash Baruch Hu, for all the good that you've done. No, we thank you, Akash Baruch Hu, for everything you've done for us. The good and the bad, it's all coming from Akash Baruch Hu. And we're going to see this at the end of the Masechta, in the ninth Perek. And so, and not only that, we make a bracha on the bad that Akash Baruch Hu gives us, because it's seemingly bad, but it's coming from Akash Baruch Hu. And it's all the tov. Okay, admittedly, though, the bracha is going to be a little bit different. We'll talk about that in the ninth Perek. Ela al kansipor yagir rechamecha maitaima. But what's wrong when the Shliach Tzibur says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please have compassion on us, like you had compassion on the birds? So what's wrong with that? The Gemara gives two opinions. Pligi batrei amarai b'marava, Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, Rabbi Yossi bar Zavida. Chad amar mimnei shemato kinu b'maisa breishis. So one is because you're creating jealousy amongst maisa breishis. Meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanus on the birds and only the birds, right? Rachamav al kol ma'asav. And so we don't want to give the impression that Kadosh Baruch Hu has favorites. He has rachmanus on everybody. And the other suggestion of the Gemara is Tamei HaMitzvos. When we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us his mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, and we know why you gave us a mitzvah, so no, we don't. In other words, and Rashi over here, and I'm reading the Rashi inside, Midosav, Mitzvosav, Uhu lo l'rachamim asa, Ela lahatel al Yisrael chuke gzerosav. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs. And because he has rachmanus? No. It's because he gave us mitzvos. La'odia shehem avadav v'shomri mitzvosav. And what we do when we follow the mitzvos is, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you tell us to jump, and all we're going to say simply how high. And we're not going to ask why. So the avadav v'shomri mitzvosav v'gzerosav chukosav af v'diver sheish l'satein l'afkum la'ashiv alechem v'lomer matzorach me'mitzvosu. And the mitzvos that don't have any explanation. So, and the guy say, why are you doing that? And our response is, because Hashem told us to do it. And we're serving at Kadosh Baruch Hu. And in service, we don't ask. We just serve. And so when we say that there's a mitzvah, and this is the reason why Hashem gave us a mitzvah, it's not the reason why Hashem gave us a mitzvah. Hashem gave us a mitzvah because exactly for that reason. It's a mitzvah. And so when the Shlich Tzibur is up there and saying, you had compassion over the birds with the mitzvah, Shiluach HaKein, that's not why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah. Now, I'll just comment quickly, even though this is not a quick comment. This is a course in of itself. So in other words, we're not to explore Tamei HaMitzvos. So the Rambam gave Tamei HaMitzvos. The Sefer HaChinuch gave Tamei HaMitzvos for every mitzvah in the Torah. They didn't know the Gemara over here. Of course they knew the Gemara over here. And the Ramban, on the mitzvah of Shliach HaKein discusses this in detail. And so there is a balance between the idea that the Gemara just presented, which is that we do the mitzvahs because they're mitzvahs, and at the same time, we're allowed to explore Tamei HaMitzvahs. So there is obviously a balance. I said it way too quickly, but obviously this point needs to be unpackaged a lot more. The Gemara follows up with a story. Ha'ud anachis kamei derava v'amar, ata chasta al kan sipor, ata chos v'rachem aleinu. So there was a shliach tzibur and he ad-libbed. And he started with this business of Kadosh Baruch Hu, you had rachmanas on the birds. Please also have rachmanas on us as well. Amar Rabba, when Rabba hears this, he says, "Kama yada itzurba mirabanan l'ritzule lamare." So Rabba gives him a standing applause, standing ovation. That was great. What a great shliach tzibur. That was so well done. So Amar le Abai v'hamashatkin oso tanan. So Abai is listening to his Rebbe, and Abai says to his Rebbe, "What? Mishnah Brachos, fifth perek, right? What?" Why are you complimenting him? So, and so this is a maneuver that we saw many times throughout Shas and regarding Rabbah. Rabbah says things that are wrong. He wanted to sharpen Abai. He wanted to see if Abai is listening. He wanted to see if Abai has a critical mind, which that's what you need. You need a critical mind. And so, therefore, when you're hearing something and it's not right, you got to say something. And Abai did so, and that's exactly what Rabbah wanted. Okay, Rabbi is a good educator. Ha'ud danach is coming to Rabbi Chanina Amar. Now, there was somebody davening in front of Rabbi Chanina, and this is how his Shemoneh Esrei started to sound like. Ha'kel ha'gadol ha'gibor v'anoro ha'adir ha'zuz ha'yirui. Ha'chazak ha'amitz ha'vadai ha'nechbad. So, and he really goes off script. And after saying the words, gadol gibor v'anoro, so then he throws out the adjectives. And now Rabbi Chanina, in the best Jewish sarcasm that one can imagine. Him tim lawad desaim. He waits till you finish. Kisaim amalei. I'm tun lechula shavche demarcha. Oh, so good. You got more adjectives. You got any more to add? Just so wonderful. So lamali kulehai anan hanitzlas darminan ilav darminan Moshe Rabbeinu ba'oraisa va'asi encha kenesus gedola v'taknina b'tfila. Look, we do use three adjectives. That part's true. But number one is that Moshe already used these adjectives already in the Torah. Number two, Anshe Knesset Sagadola incorporate that into the Shemoneh Esrei. Only with this combo punch of it's in the Torah and Anshe Knesset Sagadola added it to the Shemoneh Esrei, so lo havin yichol lameimar lehu. We wouldn't be able to say it if not for those two circumstances. V'at amart kulei hai v'azalt, and now you're going off script, and now you're adding more adjectives. Mashal ha'melech basav adam she'elo alef alafim dinar izav. Just to give you an idea, a king has got gold, and you start praising him about his silver, and you can't give him the praise that is properly due to him. And so over here, the same thing over here, meaning you really think that you're going to be able to praise adequately a Kadosh Baruch Hu with the adjectives that you have, so you can't do that. Right, you're limited. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Let's do one more station. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Kol b'deis shamayim chutz mi yerushamayim. Everything is up in the hands of heaven except for Yerushalayim. Shenemar v'ata Yisrael ma'ashem l'kecha sh'ol me'imach ki'im li'yira. Okay, what's this Gemara doing over here? So presumably Rabbi Chanina. Meaning we just learned from Rabbi Chanina, so now again we're learning from Rabbi Chanina. Out to Yerushalayim, Milsa Zutrasihi. Now, Yerushalayim, well, Yerushalayim is a small thing. Yerushalayim is a big deal. V'amir Rabbi Chanin, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Meyoche, and Lekash Baruch Hu Bebeitzken Azav, Ela Otsar She Yerushalayim. All these guys, Yerushalayim, Shenemar. Yerusha Hashem, He Otsaro. In Legabe Moshe, Milsa Zutrasihi. So everything's relative. For Moshe, Yerushalayim is small thing. D'amir Rabbi Chanin, Mashal Adam, Shemavakshim, Yemenu Kli Gadol, V'yesh Lo Doma Alav, V'yesh Lo Doma Alav Kli Katan. Somebody asks something from you and you have it? Okay, good. No problem. But katan ve'ein lo, doma lav kekli gadol. Somebody asks from you something very small and you don't have it? Seems like a big deal. Okay. Adkan.